From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush said today that the U.S. economy is in what he called a period of uncertainty, with heightened risks to our near-term economic growth. That's from the president's latest annual economic report, which he signed and sent to Congress today. The report predicts the U.S. economy will avoid a recession this year. Over the weekend, G7 central bankers and finance ministers meeting in Tokyo also expressed concern about slowing growth in the U.S. They also predicted the U.S. would skirt a recession. As NPR's John Idsty reports, all that official reassurance is running into a lot of skepticism.
It's hard for officials to even utter the word recession. They have to keep a stiff upper lip and try to keep confidence high. But it's possible that battle is already lost. A new Associated Press Ipsos poll reported today that 61% of Americans believe the country is already in recession. More and more economists believe that, too.
This economy is very, very weak.
That's Bernard Baumol of the Economic Outlook Group.
We do see the economy shrinking this quarter. And for the second quarter, it's going to be very, very weak as well. It's just going to feel quite awful, and it's going to result in the unemployment rate increasing and consumers cutting back on more spending.
While he believes the economy is shrinking right now, Baumol isn't quite willing to predict a recession, roughly described as two consecutive quarters of economic contraction.
Well, if you're pinning me down, I will say that we will, by the width of a hair, formally escape a recession. But I don't think anyone's going to feel the difference between a recession and the kind of weak growth that we're going to experience the rest of this year.
While Baumol remains on the fence, many economists are moving into the recession camp. Among them are forecasters at big Wall Street firms, including Merrill Lynch and Goldman Sachs, and at market intelligence firms like Global Insight, where economist Brian Bethune and his colleagues have just released a new forecast.
For the first half of 2008, we're expecting a mild recession. In other words, a couple of quarters here while activity will decline by moderate amounts.
Not a sharp downturn, says Bethune, but employment will fall in housing-related industries, financial services, and building materials, for instance. Strength in export industries like aircraft, technology and software, and farm equipment will help keep the recession shallow. And the stimulus package will help keep it short, he says. That's the most likely scenario, says Bethune. But Global Insight also believes there's a chance, a 25% chance, of a longer, deeper recession brought on by the failure of a large financial institution toppled by bad mortgage-based investments.
Then that would be, let's say, a very large domino. And we know what happens in the game of dominoes when a large domino goes down. It takes down a lot of other smaller dominoes. So that is the biggest risk.
This meltdown in the financial system would likely cause credit to get even tighter, strangling potential growth. Mark Zandi of Moody's Economy.com thinks a short recession is most likely, but he also thinks a longer recession is a real possibility.
It could last well into 2009, and it could be something different than that. It could be we suffer a classic recession of declining activity, say, through the summer and fall, and then we have stop-and-go kind of growth after that for a couple, 3 years. The economy just can't find its groove, similar to what Japan has suffered over the past decade. Not to the same degree, but to a degree.
To avoid this scenario, Zandi believes policymakers need to start thinking about creating a government entity to buy up bad mortgages to clear up the picture in the financial markets so credit can flow again.
It would be very analogous to the RTC that the federal government established back in the early 90s to resolve the savings and loan crisis and the credit crunch of that era.
In that case, the government created the Resolution Trust Corporation, which took over failed banks and auctioned off their assets. At the end of the day, that effort cleaned up the banking system and saved taxpayers a significant amount of money. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.